like this could just go on forever. We know how to connect. Yes, that is a beautiful sound to my ears. Well, we are talking about gratitude, and I have a lot of gratitude right now because I am not cooking Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow. Hey, that hasn't happened in so long, I can't even remember. So I am filled with gratitude. But you know what? I'm also especially filled with gratitude for each one of you here, because you are impacting other people inside and outside the church. Our life groups, our ministry teams, the Koinonia Fellowship that happens in the house of God, it's priceless. It's priceless. And it is transforming us in the love of God. Amen. So I want to start in Philippians 4. This is our scripture for the night. By the time we leave here, we should have this memorized. And I just want you to know, as I go into this, I am being transformed in gratitude. I have so much room to grow in gratitude. So as I'm presenting this, know that I am first presenting it to myself. All right. Philippians 4, 4 through 7. Rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice, which means praise God. Let your gentleness be evident to all, for the Lord is near. He could come at any time. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. You know what this tells me? It tells me that giving thanks to God fills you with peace. Have you found that to be true? Well, guess what? Science agrees with that. At UC Berkeley, they have done a study on gratitude. The science of gratitude. Now, there's three metrics for this. Number one, a person with gratitude lives with a sense of abundance. You don't feel like you're lacking anything or you're being deprived. Number two, you have appreciation for people who have influenced your life in a positive way. And number three, you appreciate the simple blessings. Having a cup of tea with someone, taking your kids to the park. The other day, I went to the park to exercise. I'm going along, having a good old time. It was late afternoon. And then I stopped exercising because I was going to exercise in a different way. The muscle of gratitude. The sun was beaming down on the grass. It was sparkling. The leaves were covering the grass. It almost looked like it was covered with a sheet of cobwebs. I know that. It was beautiful because of the way the sun was making it glisten. And you could see the little insects dancing around. You know, I went back there this afternoon, and it wasn't the same. It wasn't that magical moment. So I was so glad that yesterday I stopped to see the beauty of God's intricate creation. Well, a few conclusions from this study found that, guess what? You practice gratitude, you have better health. You sleep better. When you pray for your spouse, you have a better relationship. You're more grateful for one another. If you write down 5 gratitudes every day, what you're thankful for, instead of events that happen through the day, you sleep better and are a happier person. They actually found this to be true in their controlled studies. Even having an act of faith and going to church, which we all know, they found increased gratitude and protected against burnout. Well, you know what the problem is? Sometimes I don't feel grateful. Sometimes we just don't feel grateful. We have more anxiety and stress. And guess what? Anxiety and gratitude butt heads. They do not get along. They cancel one another out. And of course, there's all kinds of things that can fill us with stress. Cooking Thanksgiving dinner. Being a parent. Being a grandparent. Being a teacher. Worrying about health. About finances. Those things are all very real, aren't they? Well, I'm a little embarrassed to tell this story, but you know what? It's real. And some people here know it's real. Monday, which is typically this most beautiful day that we come into the office, it's nice and quiet, we all get our work done, and it's just a good Monday. Mondays are always good for us. Well, this Monday was not good for me because I woke up and my phone was still at 5%. It was not charged. And I was like, what is happening? Why didn't this charge? Well, of course, my husband pointed out that the cord was a little frayed. Yeah, but it's worked for 2 years. So I go through the house searching for another Apple cord, and I found one. My daughter had one. And so I plugged it in. No, it would not work. So another thing happened, or something got thrown away, something that was a treasure to someone and valuable. And guess what? The sanitation truck is on our street. So I'm rushing out there to get the trash can. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this because if he doesn't come back, and this is Thanksgiving week. But you know what? We got that item out of the trash, and he didn't come on the other side of the street until we were finished. So it all worked out. But my phone still wasn't working. So I run to work. I get here, and I was not a bundle of joy. I just wasn't. All that happened before 8:30. And so I get here, and it was well after 9. And I told Jill my problem, and she says, sweet, she came over here to the media booth, and she found a charger that worked. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And my phone was charged. And then my husband comes and says, let me see your phone. And I'm like, why do you want my phone? And he says, you need to settle down a little bit. So I tried to. I tried to take a breath. And he wanted to buy me a new charger. So he found out what phone I had and found the appropriate cord. And an hour later, I was all set. That stress, that anxiety, not only did it drain my energy, it took every ounce of gratitude from me. None. I had no gratitude. Now, after everything went back to normal, have you found that just the little things can cause big interruptions? I mean, I think sometimes we prepare ourselves for catastrophes, for earthquakes, you know, for getting sick, but we don't think about the little things that can happen and interrupt our day. Well, God was waiting for me to be grateful. I'm sure he was just like, Serena, it's not that bad. You're going to be okay. You know, I was worried about people are going to be texting me, and they were, and I wasn't going to be able to answer back, and they would think I was ignoring them. You know how that goes. Well, gratitude is the antidote for stress. And here's the deal. When we fixate on what steals our joy, the broken relationship, a difficult relationship, that becomes all we see. It becomes the lens for our world. And then it becomes the gauge of our reality. But that's not our reality. God declares what our reality is. Now, I don't want to diminish that we have challenge and we have obstacles. And we need to process those and take time. But don't fixate on them, because our gaze is to be on who? On Jesus. Yes, he wants us to fix our gaze on him. Well, the good news is the challenging process you're facing, that you're in, is temporary. It's temporary. And Jesus will use those trials to fill us with gratitude. He will teach us that there is something to be thankful for, that he is always there in the middle of it, and he is helping us. Let's go back to that scripture. If you guys can go back there and have that in your hand, your Bible app or the Bible in front of you. So the Apostle Paul writes the letter of Philippians to the Philippian church, And the word joy is found 16 times. Could be a theme, you think? I think so. Well, here's the deal. He writes this letter when he's in prison. He's been beaten with rods publicly and then thrown into prison. His arms, his feet are in shackles and stocks with open wounds. There's no Starbucks, no pizza delivery, few visitors. It's cold, it's damp, it smells. What does he have to be thankful for? Apparently a lot, because he uses the word joy 16 times. You see, his concern is for the people there in Philippi, for the Philippian church. While he's shackled, he's praying for his brothers and sisters in Christ. Let's go to that verse. Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to everyone. The Lord is near. Don't be anxious. Don't be stressed. Instead, pray. Pray with all kinds of prayers, with thanksgiving. Present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This is not a formula. It's not a strategy. It's a promise. So you see what's first? Rejoice. I give God my praise. What happens when we give God our praise? It helps us reframe the negativity in our life, because we're praising Him, our Father, our God, who loves us so much that we cannot even measure it. We have no inkling of how much He loves us. Next part of that verse is be gentle. You see, when we praise, what happens? That negativity starts to dissipate and we're filled with calmness, that transcending peace. We don't have to be anxious. But if there's any anxious bone in our body, we can pray. We can pray with all kinds of prayers. We don't even have to utter any words. The Holy Spirit intercedes for us. We can just say, maybe even, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be thankful. Experience gratefulness. Gratitude is when we have enough. When we have enough, when we believe that, we are filled with gratefulness. And then Jesus guards our hearts and our minds. This is supernatural, people. Do you believe that? The world does not experience this. The world does not understand it. Jesus actually sets a guard post on our mind and our heart. That's what that word means in the Greek. It's a military term. To garrison, to guard, to have a fortress. Our difficulties are temporary, but God's promises are permanent. That is a good word. Difficulties are temporary. God's promises, permanent. Thank you. Forever and ever. Well, in a few moments, you're going to have a chance to give a brief account of gratitude of how God has been working in your life. But first, I want to thank our media team, because they have put together this video for us of highlights from this past year. I want you to know we had 3 baptisms in the Stanislaus River. We have had incredible youth group events, kids ministry events with new people coming. So many kingdom stories that have happened in the last 6 months. People have been healed. New jobs have been found. People have received God's direction. In this room are stories that need to be told, because someone needs to hear them. Let's watch. Mm-hmm. gratitude, it transforms us, doesn't it? It changes us from the inside out. You can't fake it. Can you? I don't think so. God knows, our friends know, when we are really grateful and when we're not. Even our kids know, right? So maybe someone today has experienced, or this past week, seen someone close to you who is ill. Maybe someone is very lonely. Maybe that's you. Maybe you've come with sadness. Be patient with yourself. God loves you so much. You can just start with one or two things on a list. Actually, just declaring them out. Forget the list. Just declare them out into the open air. God loves you. God sees you. You're His chosen son and daughter. Wow. It brings tears to my eyes because we don't understand, like Carolyn said, what we have in Jesus Christ. We have all these material blessings, but so much more. God wants us to live into them. He wants us to know the transcending peace that butts heads with anxiety. That we can have that every day as we give Him our praise, our thanks, and our prayer. So in this song, Gratitude, did you notice that it has the word hallelujah? Hallelujah. The Old Testament word for praise. New Testament, rejoice. You may not have the words to say tonight. You might feel like your words fall short. You may not even know who Jesus is. And that's okay. Because all you have to do is raise your hand and sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we all say that together? Hallelujah. One more time. Hallelujah. Which means praise God. You all have a gratitude card with you. If you don't, please raise your hand and an usher will bring you one. Think about those things in your life. How God has blessed you. How He's been good to you today, yesterday. And then we're going to pray over those. I'll give you 2 minutes. Does anyone need a pen or a gratitude card? A couple right here in the middle. You can keep adding to this card throughout your Thanksgiving holiday and just say hallelujah. Hallelujah. And don't forget, the bridge of this song is you've got a lion inside of your lungs. And you know what that means. God gave you a voice to praise. We have no excuses. We worship a very good God, very patient God, God that pours His grace upon us and His mercy. He stands by your side fighting for you every day. Lord God, You see our thanks on these cards, the things that we have put down. And God, this is, I know, just a small part of how good You are to us. And yet I know it puts a smile on Your face because we're Your kids. Holy Spirit, come into this holiday and fill us with gratitude. You say that even when our faith is little, we can ask for faith, and in Your grace You give it to us. So Lord, we ask for gratitude, and we thank You beforehand that You are filling us up full to overflow, overflowing, because that's why Jesus came, is so that we can know life to the full. And God's people said, Amen.